Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're on the very top line with Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of Hilchos Yontif, and the Mechaber tells us now another difference between Shabbos and Yontif is Ein Motzi in Mas Ala Behema B'Yontif. You're not allowed to go and take out something on a Behema on Yontif. What exactly are we talking about? You can't let the Behema go carry something for you. So the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yudal tells us that Lefi das hago leel and simin reish mem vav sif gimel, according to Ramah, the ein odim mitzuva she says behemto, that on yontif a person doesn't have an issa deraisa she says behemto. On Shabbos there is an issa she says behemto. On his animal not doing certain types of work, tzarech lomar dohacha ein oel yisur derabbanan bialma. This is referring over here that this is an issa derabbanan that the rabbis instituted on yontif. What is that? You shouldn't do the same things that you're doing on a weekday with your animal on Shabbos. So on a weekday, your animal is going to carry stuff, so the rabbis instituted for Yontif a special gzeir over here that you're not allowed to go put things on your animal on Yontif. And this is true, even if it's something that's needed for Yontif, and even you're not even going in a different rishus. Even in the same rishus, you're not allowed to go and do anything with putting it on the animal's back. And that's why it says, L'fizeh l'shon ein motzi in lav dafka. It doesn't mean you literally have to take it outside. Even in your yard, you're not allowed to go put things on the animal's back. So this is a special issur derabbanan that the rabbis instituted on Yontif. Because on Shabbos, there's an issur deraisa of shvisas behemto. Now, why was there a difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So if you look in Dishu footnote number 19, he brings down that in regards to Hilcha Shabbos, there's a concept brought down in the Tosefta Shabbos, Shaladas Zu, Lohukash Yom Tov L'Shabbos Elinim Lecha Shabbos V'Toldusein. Shabbos and Yontif are compared only in regards to the Molochos of Shabbos and the Toldus of those Molochos. However, in regards to Shvisas Behemto, in your animal doing work, or Mechamer Achabrechen, the leading your animal, there is no such lav. It's a special, unique lav that's only found on Shabbos. Another reason brought down by Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shetzivu Yatorah B'Yontif Hurakal Isra Sis Melocha. On Yontif, you're not allowed to do Melocha. And Melocha that is not Sesayidei Behema is not considered Melocha of an Adam. And therefore, it wasn't included in the Isra de Araisa. And therefore, this is a special Shvus that the rabbis instituted over here. Likewise, he says, V'av Din Shvisas Avdo. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Shalom Nemar B'Yontif. It doesn't apply in Yontif. Likewise, V'chein Inyan Din Shvisas Behemto B'Yom Kippurim. The Prima Gadim says, Shedino ki yomtiv, kiven shirak ligabi Shabbos ne'amar ha-posuk, leman yonuach shorcho v'chamuro uv'emtecho v'gerach ha-sheh b'sharecho. So this is only for Shabbos and doesn't apply to yomtiv. That's the first understanding over here of the Mechaber. And you can see this as well in Os Yotes in the Shaar HaTzion. He says that this includes O Shelo Yishtamesh v'Bali Chayim, that you're not allowed to even go and use a Bal Chai. That's only did the Rabbanon. Because Shalom Yaseh Kedera Shu'osa B'chol in Behemto. That's reason number one. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ule'el and Simen Reish Mem Vav Heveinu Das Achokim. There are those that disagree with that Ramah. The Odom Mitzuva Shisus Behemto B'yontif K'mo B'Shabbos. That there is no difference. That just like you're obligated on Shabbos not to use your animals, it's a Daraisa. So to on Yontif, it's a Daraisa. And if you look in Os Chof Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, he says V'afo Gav the Odom Atzmo Mutalotzi B'yontif Kishiyotzo Botzorach Tzas. Even though you can carry on Yontif for any need of Yontif, V'ocho Gam Kim Bevade Yesh Botzorach Kitzas. And to put it on your animal's back, to take it out for Yontif, it certainly should be Letzorach Yontif. It should be allowed. So he says, no, Hosam Matam Yishum Damrina Mitoch Shehutar Otzol Utzorech Hutanam Shalot Utzorech. There, because by a human being, since you're allowed to carry, so then you're allowed to carry for anything that has at least a little Tzorech Yontif. However, Ube Behema Lo Shayach said, that doesn't apply to your animal. And that's brought down by the Vilna Goat in his Biurav. Deir Shifut number 21 adds, Shalohutruahotzor Beyontif Kimotzorech Odom. The only type of carrying on Yontif is for a usage for a person. Ach, Lo Lutzorech Behema, but not for the benefit of your Behema. And he says, from the Shaar HaTzion, Shafilu lefi hashito shemidaraisa omer mitoch, even the according to opinion says, you apply this principle mitoch shehutra l'tzorech, hutranami shelo l'tzorech. So he says, afilu b'dav sheino tzorech klal, even for something that's not at all in need of yontif, nevertheless, yitochin shel tzorech behema in l'hokel. That's only if it has a purpose for a human being, but not for a purpose for another animal. And the Vilna Gaon, he adds, he brings down, she is sowed ahead to Lazus Malacha Ochel Nefesh Biyantiv, who Mishum Mishim Malachas, Hachonis Meichel, Inu Nechshevis Kam Lechas Avoda, because preparing food is not considered like a real Avoda. According to the Ramban, he brings this down. Veinze El Kalefi, Odom HaMeichin Meichel Avor Atzmo. And it's like you're preparing something for yourself. That's not considered like Avdus. And therefore, it's allowed. Because even an Odom sometimes prepares his own food. A rich guy can sometimes make his own sandwich, as opposed to by behema. She's askuso ba'achonis meichel. Anything you're doing for behema, that's called avoda. And therefore, v'nimsa shein behemto shoveses. And there, in that situation, your animal isn't resting. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down also afilu l'hotzi al gabi behema meichel avor habehematzul. The animal can't even carry food for itself on its back on yontif. So this is the more machmir second opinion that we're now introducing. And the issue footnote number 20 brings down from the Beis Yosef that we possibly like this more machmer opinion, and he says the Vilna Gaon holds like this as well. In any event, kol shekein shu mechamer echa behemto, you're certainly not allowed to do mechamer after your animal, to lead your animal, ulodezu osi shaper kipshuto. And in this, according to this more machmer opinion, you just read the mechaber over here, we're saying a regular straightforward, isu deraisa, isu deraisa kama mechaber, not an isu derabbanan like the first version. Vida, and you should know, Im no mar diye shvisas beima biyontif. If you hold like this, shayach b'zeh kol adinim and aron b'inyan zeh le'el b'hilchus Shabbos simin shenhei. Then all the other dinim on shvisas behemto apply over here on yontif as well. And the Sharet Zion and Oskov Bey says this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon to hold like this more machmer opinion as well. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, the concept of muktza on yontif, muktza, afa pishimutu b'Shabbos, even though certain types of muktza are not going to be a problem on Shabbos, paradoxically, those types of muktzah don't apply on Shabbos, hechmiru babi yontif asaru. Nevertheless, those types of muktzah that don't sometimes apply on Shabbos do apply on yontif. Here you have a paradox that yontif is stricter than Shabbos. And we'll explain why in a moment. So let's start with the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezbab. So he writes, Pirush, Dele'el and Simin Shin Yod, we till discussed Hilchus muktzah in Hilchus Shabbos, Mizbar, we explained over there, V'yesh kama mine muktzah, Hamutarim b'Shabbos. There are certain things, of course, that are muktzah on Shabbos. That's the principle the rabbi set up. This concept of muktzah on Shabbos, things that you don't need, they're set up not to be used on Shabbos, and therefore they're muktzah, and you can't touch them, you can't move them. However, there are certain exceptions to that rule. Kimo, for example, muktzah machma sha'omid l'schora, something that's muktzah because it's going to be used for business. Or, o b'shechnisu li'otzar, or you're bringing it into your storehouse, vein daitul istapik minu arachazman, and you're not intending to use it right now. You won't intend to use it until some future time. O muktzah machma smios, or something that's muktzah because it's disgusting, like a dirty baby's diaper. Vod kamagavni, and other types of muktzah. So there, in Hilchos Shabbos, you sometimes can move them. As he writes, Ach koze hekelu davka b'Shabbos dechamir liyinshe, the rabbis said you could be makel in something like this, because it's disgusting, the diaper. We do allow you to move it outside, because it's disgusting, because it's not going to lead to anything other problems, because people are very machmer in Hilchos Shabbos, so therefore they can, so to say, be makel in regards to certain aspects of muktzah. Below chayshin, and we're not going to be concerned. Im neikel lo l'taltel davar muktzah. If we let him move the dirty diaper, yovel hokel b'shar isuri Shabbos. He's going to suddenly do all sorts of other isurim on Shabbos. That's because Shabbos is so strict in people's minds. Avol b'yontif dekili le yontif. People don't take it seriously. The punishment for Shabbos being over on Shabbos is a isur skila on yontif. It's a lav. People don't take yontif as seriously as they do Shabbos, and that's also because shari habi melachos mutarim lo. Because you can cook. You cook all day on yontif, and you're doing a mitzvah of owning yontif. Therefore, if we were makel in Hilchus Muktzah on yontif, then it would even be another reason for people to be makel in regards to Hilchus yontif. And therefore, the rabbis were more machmir in certain situations, not to move something or to eat something that would on Shabbos be allowed to be moved or eaten, but on yontif they don't let you. The issue foot number 22 brings down that, of course, there are many things that we will make on Yontif than on Shabbos. Nevertheless, he brings down, Shekivin she'iksa isa muktza huto be'ofan and musiyamin. Since there's very specific ways that muktza is permitted on Shabbos, here they felt that it would be appropriate and responsible to be machmer and Yontif, k'dei she'mitoch kulosel shel hayom tov lo yavol lohakal b'yoser. Because there are certain leniencies we're already taking on Yontif, this won't lead to a problem, and this will in fact make Yontif a little bit more stricter in people's minds. As opposed to things that are absolutely also on Shabbos, and there's no hetter for them at all. Therefore, on Yontif, they didn't feel they need to make a restriction for things that are permissible on Yontif, and therefore they permitted them in their entirety. As opposed to Muktzah, they were stricter on Yontif than on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down another reason. Shloi Kelo B'Yontif, Elalin and Dvarim Shekorim B'Mikra. On Yontif, they only allow things that happen occasionally. As opposed to Masha Enkin, Linyan Muktzah. Muktzah is something that happens all the time. Hudavar Tomit, Hashayach Be'achonas Macholim L'Yontif. It's all the time. Things that are Muktzah, well, on Yontif, you're allowed to do stuff. So therefore, there, people would easily go and do all sorts of other things. And therefore, Yechmiru Bo Chachamim Kidesh L'Yikach Odom Kol Dovar Rabal L'Yodo V'Yisnai Kichol Kiyom Chol. And therefore, the rabbis felt it was necessary on Yontif to make additional restrictions over here in regards to Muktzah. However, a person can be mezamein it, and then he can use it, as long as he's mezamein it before Yontif, he can use it on Yontif. And therefore, Yizaru Olam, v'lo yikeilu b'melechus Yontif. People therefore be careful, because they know they have to be mezamein it beforehand, and it won't lead to a degradation of Hilchas Yontif. What happens when Yontif comes out on Shabbos? So which one do we do? Do we say we follow the rules of Shabbos, and it's allowed to be moved? Or do we say we follow the rules of Yontif, and it's not allowed to be moved? So this is a machlokas in the post. It rings down first in the Shalos Tshuva Shol Meshiv. I'm knowing bo isa muktza kibishah yontif. When Shabbos comes out of yontif, we say, well, no, on a regular yontif, this would be muktza, so therefore you can't move it now. Or do we say, no, it's Shabbos, so therefore you can move it. And he brings down different opinions on both sides, ayin shom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, ulefi svarazu, according to this opinion, the nafkamina is behemaho medes lechalava, an animal that is a milk animal. Vitarnegoles lebeitzasa, or a chicken that's being used for the eggs that it lays. Or vishar that's used for plowing, shalcharisha. So all of these animals, also lushachtim b'yantiv, you wouldn't be allowed to shachtim b'yantiv because they're muktza. Unless, atshiyochin osam lekach me'er b'yantiv, unless you prepared them for every yantiv to go and be shachted. Likewise, v'chein kol ki agavne, anything like this. Tzarech achonim b'bod yom. The practical nafkamina is that if you want to go and use them on yontif, you have to prepare them before yontif, because otherwise they're set aside by their nature. V'davishu muktzah machmas nolad, something that is born on yontif, it's a nolad, pshita, that's clear. The osel l'dasa mechaber b'yontif. Certainly the mechaber would say that you're not allowed to use that on yontif. That's straightforward. So that's the opinion of the mechaber. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagah, there are those don't make such a distinction and say that things that are movable muktza on Shabbos are not allowed to be moved on Yontif. But they say, no, if it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos, it's allowed to be moved on Yontif. He brings down the tour, the name of the tour, and other poskim. And you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Ten Zayin, he says, D'lo chamim mi Shabbos. We don't treat Yontif more strict than we do Shabbos. And he brings down, because of Mogen Abraham, the Kenu Gam Ken Das Arashal, the Mashal holds like this, and also Vachem Pasach Gam Pri Chodesh. You have major Achronim over here, the Mashal and the Pri Chodesh that also hold this opinion. Then, however, the Ramah says, I will know, lad, something that is made on Yontif, it's created, born on Yontif, that would be also the Devarim, according to this opinion, even on Shabbos. Not only on Yontif, but it would be also even on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon Yitzayin, V'yap, D'yesh, Poskim, Shematirin, Ap, B'muktzah, the Nolad. There are those that say that on Shabbos, Muktzah of Nolad is allowed. Nevertheless, Haramah, L'rotz, L'itvos, K'daitim, Zed. The Ramah doesn't hold like that, and he says it's also on Yontif, and it's also on Shabbos. Elo, he holds the machmir al kopanim the muktzah the nolad, that they are machmir over here, and it wouldn't be allowed to be moved on yontif or on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah adds v'kosav achronim the ap to be Shabbos naktin on the ikul ahatir afil b'muktzah nolad. Even according to the opinion says on Shabbos you really can move nolad. The lo kibali sarzu, not like this opinion mikol makom. Nevertheless, even they would hold the yontif ain lahatir al kopanim b'muktzah the nolad. Even the opinion that says that yontif and Shabbos are different for nolad, and that on Shabbos, nolad is allowed, but even they would hold that on Yontif, nolad is not allowed. Ulefi zeh, in l'talta latzomos, shenisparku min abosu b'yontif. And therefore, practical nafkamin would be, even according to opinion says you can move bones on Shabbos, because they still may be edible or usable in some way, nevertheless, on Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to go and move them. Even though, afapi, shen ruyin l'klub, even though your dog could eat them. Nevertheless, you can't move them mitnesha esmo, because before Yontif started, kishiyum chobar lebasu, when they were part of the chicken, part of the cow, hayruin gam liadam, they were royally adam, and therefore they weren't intended for the dog, and therefore now on Yontif, when they become edible for the dog, having nolad, and this opinion is machmir, even though you may be makel in regards to Shabbos nolad, everybody agrees that we're not makel in regard to Yontif nolad. The issue footnote number 27 brings down the king klipos vegarine peros shehufridu meapri b'yontif. Same thing would apply to the shells and the peels of fruits that came off the fruit on yontif. So we're going to learn in Siman Tof Kuf Aleph shedinam b'yontif kinolad. They also are halachically nolad and wouldn't be allowed to be moved. What about removing the garbage from the table after you ate. The atzamos and klipos hanimsos agabav, all the bones and the peels that are left on the table. So we learned in Shilcha Shabbos in Simen Shin Ches, Shemesh Shabbos mutar legror also on ayde sakin. You can take a knife and push them off if you need that place. However, legabe yontif, the Bir Aloch writes in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Ches, sheyesh omrim shemutar lahasir mukta biyadayim. That since this was part of Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to even remove it with your hands. And the Prima Gadim holds, Yesh Lanaris HaShulchan HaShipla. No, you should pick up the table, tilt the table until it falls off. You shouldn't move it with your hands. V'imapsolish al HaShulchan Musa, if it's something that's disgusting, however, so then the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha bring down that you can even remove it with your hands. This is a Muktzah Machmas Mius, it's disgusting. And it's like a urinal or a chamber pot, which you're allowed to move. Same halacha on Yontif as on Shabbos that you're allowed to move it. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, v'afshin odem ocha atzomos, a person doesn't normally eat bones, so nevertheless, hoel v'hoyum chuboros lo'ochel utvelus elav, since they were on Yontif attached over here to the flesh, therefore, nechshev sen ki ochel atzomos, they're still considered a little bit like the food. Now the Ramah continues and he says, v'kol muktzu she'enu balei chayim, anything that's muktzu, that's not a living animal, for example, could go in otsa shel peiros ve'etzim, so you have a storehouse of fruits or firewood which you weren't planning on using, so then it's enough if you wanted to prepare them, sagi kishiyoma, it's enough if you say before yontif, mikan ani notel, I'm going to take from this area over here. You don't have to actually mark it off. The ein tzarech shiyirshom, you don't have to demarcate it in some way before yontif. And he brings this down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Ches explains that this is koil l'svar rishona. This goes according to the first opinion that says that muktzah is aser. And in this situation, you have to go and mark it off before yontif. Udala matir in muktzah, those that say that there is no problem with muktzah on Shabbos and yontif, in these selected situations, ain't tzarech amir, you don't have to prepare beforehand. Except ele begrogos utzmukim, these dried raisins and these dried figs over here, which are really so muktzah, they're not edible in a normal way. Mishum demistama dechayinu biyadayim kishelon lagag liyapshon. When you brought them up to the roof to go dry them out, you totally put them out of your mind, and that's the real muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Ba'afilu b'Shabbos aser, and that would even be also to Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos, like we learned kileel in Simen Shin Yud Sif Beis. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Ches tells us that when it's not Bali Chaim, Sheino Bali Chaim, it's enough to just designate an area. But, he says, the Bali Chaim, an animal, lo mahanin kishomar mikanin notel. It's not enough to say, I'm going to take from this pigeon coop. Ella, tzorech lefari, zev zadi notel. I'm going to take this chicken or that chicken. Kamor lekamen, nesimin tov tzadi zayin, sifyot. We'll learn that in Hilchos Yontif in a few days. Sivkot and Chof, he says, that wrote Salomar, he wasn't intending to use these fruits or this wood until a later point in time, and therefore it's muktzah. Or there were fruits that he was planning on selling his work, and therefore he's not going to eat them on Yontif. Or like the muktzah we said, of the dried figs or the raisins, that haven't been dried out fully, and therefore they're considered essentially inedible. So all of these things, unless you designate them, they are muktzah. That goes again according to the first opinion, that this applies on Yontif. Sivkot and Chaf Aleph, Sagi Kishyomer, it's enough that you just designate, from here I'm going to take. The Osan Shi Kach L'mochar Harihem Kimo Shuhuv L'mafreya, that those that you end up taking the next day from this area are retroactively having been selected, that L'dilahem Kivim Banach HaChanoso, that that's the ones that he wanted. The Mimus of the Rabbanon, since this is a Din the Rabbanon, Kaimel on the Ish Breira, famous machlokus throughout Shas, is there Breira, a retroactive designation or not? So in regards to Hilchos Daraisa, we say no, but this is a Din the Rabbanon, therefore we say yes, there is the concept of Breira. So you're going to say, before Yontif, I'm going to take from this area. And even though you're not taking the entire items in that area, whatever you take from there is retroactively, that was what you decided to take before Yontif, and it's not Muktzah, and that's Breira, and that works on a Din the Rabbanon. Finally, Dershu foot number 29 says, V'afim lo omer came befiv, even if you didn't specify, I'm hereby going to take from this area. Elamachlin akach b'livo, you just decide in your heart. Sharet Zion writes, in the name of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in regards to choosing certain doves, that is enough to just say it in your heart. You don't have to actually verbalize it. And this is also the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav, in regards to kol dover hanechshav kimuktzu machlo she'ein dai to love, anything that's muktzu because you didn't plan on using it. And you didn't make it muktzah yourself, but you just didn't plan on using it. For example, a behema omed is l'chaliva, a cow that could be milked, but it also could be shechted, or a shor that could be used for plowing, but it could also be shechted. So you didn't make the muktzah. They just are muktzah because that's their usage, so therefore, just thinking to make them non-muktzah is enough. With that, we conclude today's share.